Now, back to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pep Talk with Bridget Kay are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air, with host Travis Thompson.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and welcome back, Travis, from Climatech. I haven't seen you in forever.
It's been a while. It feels like it's been a long time, really.
I know. I was like, whenever we were doing the virtual shows, I'm like, are we ever going to come out of this? I better get used to it. But I mean, we're still doing some here and there, and it is a good option. You know, if you're running around and you need to do virtual, we have that option as well. So
we
learned something new.
Yep, we did.
We got through it. But now I'm so grateful to have you back in the studio. We're here to take everybody's questions, 850-437-1620, if you have a question about your indoor air quality or anything you got going on for Travis at Climatech. But what's been going on? How have you been?
Been good. Been very busy. That's a good thing. So the temperature's definitely coming up. Humidity was really high today. It's not. It feels great today, but I think it's going to creep back in on us here in the next couple of days, and it's going to be hot again.
That's what I mean. I always say, I'm like, you know, May feels so great until Memorial Day weekend, and then it's like automatically just like a haze of humidity that just hovers over Northwest Florida.
It's been bad. I mean, we leave the house well before sunup, and it feels like just a fog of just moist yuck hits you in the face when you open the door, and then this morning you open up and it was like, oh man, this feels great.
Yeah,
so total difference with the humidity.
I know, it's a beautiful day today, should be a beautiful weekend, so I'm definitely excited about that. But so you mentioned, you know, yesterday was disgusting, today is nice. Mm-hmm. That probably has some effect on what's going on inside your home.
It does. We see a big difference in the service calls we take in and just overall demand when the humidity rises. Days, you know, even in the upper 80s when the humidity's low, it's not that bad because your AC system doesn't have to remove as much humidity, so it does more work towards the sensible heat that you pick up. So it makes it a lot easier on your AC system, and, you know, people don't notice as much when they get hot if they don't have the humidity. So, you know, I think we've talked before about how some of the systems we sell control humidity in a house, and the temperature at 76, 77 can feel just like 72 or 73. Just by the humidity being lower by 7-8%. So when we have these mornings where the humidity's low and the sun's out and everything, it probably won't feel hot today until after lunchtime. And then you'll only feel hot if you're standing directly in sunlight. And that's kind of the big difference. And I haven't been to Arizona, but I hear that's kind of how it is out there, where they have really high temperatures in the 100s, 110s. If you get in the shade, it doesn't feel that bad because there's no humidity in the air. So when we get humidity, it makes a big difference, much more so than just the temperature being hot.
You know, and a lot of people say that about Florida. It's not the heat, it's the humidity that kills us.
That's right.
Because it can be 80 degrees but have, you know, high levels of humidity, and you just really want to die.
Yep, that's right. And your AC systems are designed around that stuff. I mean, AC systems have a specific engineered sensible and latent capacity. So the latent capacity is moisture removal. So if your air conditioning system may keep up some days but not others, you may want to pay attention to the humidity, because if it's not perfectly sized and that split is not correct, you're not taking out enough humidity. So you may be one of those people that it thinks every once in a while, man, the temperature says 75 in here, but it sure feels hot. It may be moist in there. And a lot of temperature thermostats don't have the humidity on them, so you don't know what the humidity really is unless you get a device to check it. And that's not a bad idea for everybody, whether you have a fancy thermostat or not, just to keep a track of the humidity in your home, because that's where mold starts to grow and things like that. So just knowing what's there would be a big jump on it.
All right. Well, we have our first text message question. Again, 850-437-1620 if you want to join in on the conversation. This listener said, what is the difference between a lower cost HVAC system and a higher price system? Are there any systems guaranteed against rust?
Well, there's a lot of differences, really. I guess in a nutshell, the biggest difference you're going to find is that your lowest cost systems are going to be a on and off system, meaning when your house starts to warm up, the system will come on, it will cool it off down to the point where the temperature is set, and it'll cut back off. Then it's going to stay off till it rises back up for a degree and a half, 2 degrees, whatever the thermostat lets it do. And that's fairly comfortable. But then the higher end systems, as you move up, you get into staged equipment that would be your next level, that would actually have kind of a high and a low speed. So instead of just cutting on and off, they're going to run longer, so that when the house thermostat says, hey, it's too hot in here, it's going to start running at a low speed and continue to run instead of cutting off, to try to just keep that drop in temperature from being so drastic. So it's not cutting on and off, actually saves with power. But it makes more humidity removal, like we were just speaking of, so that the house feels a lot better, the humidity's lower, and it runs longer. And then you get into the full variable speed systems that really run continuous. Once they kick on in the morning, like a day like today, I just left a customer's house, it was running at 50% at about 8:30 this morning. So that system will just gradually ramp up a little more and more through the day, and the humidity's always going to stay at more of a consistent level humidity, as opposed to going up and down, so you get, and that's one thing we like to talk about with customers, you're not just paying for a SEER rating, you're getting a lot of these other benefits that make the house more comfortable, make the humidity stay lower, things of that nature. And as far as the rust question, I think all of your systems are going to be warranted against rust to a certain degree. I mean, all of your manufacturer's warranties are going to have 10 years on parts. Now, if you do put a system within so many miles of the coast, there are systems out there that the warranties are only a year long if they're so close to the coast. The American Standard product we put in has a full 10-year warranty no matter where you put it, because of how it's built. So there are systems out there that have a better warranty against rust. I would say that. But all of them have a 10-year parts warranty that should cover any parts, you know, unless you're just soaking it in salt water every day.
Right? I mean, we do have some salty air if you go out to the beach, for sure. 850-437-1620. Our next question, what is the best way to save money on my cooling and heating electric bill? Can a 10-year-old system still be cost effective?
It can. The biggest thing is cleanliness. Keeping a system clean. When you put your system in, no matter if you've put in back in the day a 12 SEER, today a 14 SEER, which is your base SEER rating, that system's only going to do as good as it can do the day you put it in. And as dirt accumulates on the outside coil, the inside coil, the fan blower, that efficiency is going to gradually taper off. So having it serviced on a regular basis to make sure that those items are clean and make sure that you keep your filter clean yourself, those would be the biggest things you could do towards keeping your efficiency. The only other thing you could do, we discussed a little bit in past shows, was about thermostats. There are thermostats that are programmable that will help you kind of cut the temperature up just a little bit when you're not there, bring it back down in the evening. But that's what I would recommend for, you know, keeping it clean would be my number one thing.
All right. Very good. 850-437-1620. We can take your calls or take your text messages questions. If you have any questions for Travis with Climatech of Professional Air, I know you always come with a couple topics that you want to talk about. And I think one was the duct system.
Yeah, that actually, from that last question, we were going to just talk about some of the typical symptoms that we see when you have bad duct design. Duct design is probably the biggest energy killer that we see in our industry. When we dig into systems, I had a very interesting one just a couple weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I put it up on my website, a video of it. Customer called, wanted a new system. So we hadn't been there before, didn't know the customer, so I went out to do the quote. And the system was running, everything kind of looked okay, and I just started asking questions, you know, why you want a new system and this and that, and, you know, the system just wouldn't keep up. People had been out, other companies had cleaned the coil, they had actually done a pulling clean, they had serviced it, added Freon, all this other stuff. And I thought, that's just strange, the unit seems to be running fine. So I just kept talking to them, looking at the indoor, looking at the outdoor. And I went up into the attic, which I always do when I do a quote. I like to look at the duct system, that way we know what we're dealing with. And crawled into the man's attic and find his duct system completely blown apart. And all of his HVAC was going into his attic. And he had no idea. Nobody had ever been up there. So went downstairs, got some duct taped it up for the night just to get him some air. And before I finished talking to him, the unit cut off and was satisfied. So it's just an overlooked part of our industry in a major way. You know, your duct system that delivers the air that you have heated and cooled and paid to do that The duct system is what distributes it to the house. So if it's not efficient, or if it's leaking, or if it's blown apart, you're obviously not going to get what you paid for. So some of the things that I'd, you know, like to bring up are, people call all the time about a grill that's sweating. Grill sweating can be an indication of bad duct design. Could be causing a higher low pressure in the house. Rooms that are too hot and too cold, that's a very common thing that we get. And that's typically a duct design issue. Sometimes there's other scenarios that it's not, but a lot of times it is. Cathedral ceilings, a lot of people notice that on one side of the cathedral ceiling, they don't get near as much heating and cooling as the other. It's typically a shortcut that was taken on the duct system when it was installed. All these things are kind of typical questions that we get, and just things that, you know, if you notice these things, it's not always the room or something going on in there. It very well may be the design of your duct system, not your unit not working right, but the duct system not doing what it should.
All right. Very good. 850-437-1620. When you were talking a little bit about like rooms being too hot or too cold, mm-hmm. are you talking about like, say, well, where I live right now, I just moved into a condo and the master bedroom is so comfortable where my roommate sleeps. It's so cool and it's great. And in my room, I feel like I'm always so hot. Mm-hmm. Is that a duct problem, or like, what can we do about that?
It could be. There's a couple things, and that's why you kind of have to look at each house. The duct design can only do so much. So, for example, if you've got a room that's always hot, and you've got a bigger heat load, meaning you've got more windows or more exterior walls or something like that, then that room would need more air than a room that might be right next to it that's the same square footage, but it doesn't have as big of windows. But you can also have issues that may happen at certain parts of the day. Say, for example, if you've got a room that you heat and cool perfectly with the right amount of air all day long, and then late in the evening, sun just blasts a great big window in that room for 2 or 3 hours, there's really no way for the thermostat in the house to know that window's getting blasted with heat. That's scenarios where if it's something like that, you may look at a zoned product of some kind, whether it's a zoned AC system or a mini split, somewhere in there. But most of the time we find duct deficiencies. And a lot of times it's not the air going into the room, it's the air coming out of the room. And that's something that you might look for in your house, because you've got a supply air grill going into the master bedroom. Most master bedrooms have 2 or 3 supply air grills because they're larger and you've got a bathroom connected. So you'll have 3 or 4 grills that are behind that doorway going into the master bedroom. Well, in order for all that air to go into that room, it has to come out. So there has to be a return air, sucking air out of that room for it to stay balanced and work properly. If you've got a room that you shut the door on and it doesn't have a return air, it's just like filling up that room with water. Once the room gets full of air, it really can't go anywhere else, so the air slows down coming into that room and you don't get as much air as you should without either a pressure relief transfer grill or a return air grill.
All right. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I'm going to go when she's at work, I'm going to go home for lunch and I'm going to be looking to see like what she's got going on in there.
Let me know what you got.
And why it feels so much better in here. I'm like, what?
You may find a return.
When I have one of those janky like fans in my room that's just like clank, clank, clank. Oh, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to replace this. So I got a lot of problems I got to work out. Just moved and it's such a joy. No, I really do love it. Okay. We have another text message question. A follow-up question regarding the lower cost systems. Mm-hmm. Are builder grade systems usually a lower grade system?
When they're referred to as builder grade, that is typically a system that is made as low cost as you can build a unit. In most brands, they have a builder's grade. Now, certain brands are still built better than others, but builder's grade typically refers to a, like you would refer to a bone stock automobile. If you buy the lowest model of a certain car, it doesn't mean you're getting a cheap one. You're just not getting a lot of add-ons and a lot of other features that the other systems would have. So it doesn't mean it's a cheap unit. It just means that it doesn't have any of the upgraded parts, and it may not have a start assist on it, or it may not have a type of fan motor that's more efficient and quieter, things of that nature. So they just build them just like we do automobiles. I know we've laughed about that before because I refer to automobiles a lot, but it's just like a base model pickup truck versus your fancy, you know, four-door with all the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm. Very good. 850-437-1620. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Travis from Climatech of Professional Air. Another question came through. How do you decide when a house needs more than one AC system? I had a contractor tell me I needed to add another full system to cool my basement.
Okay. That's typically based on usage for me. Now, I will say this. If you have a multiple level home where you've got basement, upper floor, or just say you've got a two-story house, I will just about refuse to put one system in a house that way, unless they want to do a variable speed with a zone, because heat's going to rise. You're not going to get the same temperature on the ground floor that you will in the upper floor, whether you're talking basement and ground floor or ground floor and a second level, just because heat's going to rise. So you're always going to have a hotter temperature upstairs and downstairs. And the thermostat can only go in one place. So you have to pick where you want it. So if I put my thermostat upstairs, in this case that they're talking about, what's going to happen is it's going to run until the upstairs gets cool. Well, that's going to get the downstairs really cold, and it's going to be the reverse in the winter. When it gets that upper level warm, the downstairs is still going to be really cold. So it's never a comfortable situation, and I learned it the hard way, so to speak, because you do it thinking you're doing somebody a favor because it's a little less expensive, and then you wind up out there and out there and out there because they're not satisfied with this or that. So it's probably a good idea with a multi-level home to go with multiple systems. If it's a single-level home, it would completely depend on the usage of the space. I mean, if you're a family of four and you're always using all the rooms, one system's probably fine. But if you're just a couple that lives in a house with a bunch of bedrooms that never gets gone into, it's a good idea possibly to put two in, because then you've got two different systems and you're not running as much energy.
Oh, very good point. I think of it that way. Probably because I'm not a homeowner. Now, then that's probably stuff I'll have to think of down the line, but that's just the perks of hosting the show. Sometimes I'm like, those are things that I've never thought about that I will have to think about eventually. But you did want to talk a little bit about zoning issues.
Yeah.
So why don't we dive into that topic?
Sure. That was a good one to lead out of that, because it's exactly that. We do systems sometimes that the house may require or would be better off, I guess is a good way to word it, with two systems. And what we can do there is do a zone system where you still have one system, but we can heat and cool all of the guest bedrooms, say, with one zone. We can do the central part of the house with another zone, and then do the master bedroom suite with a third zone. Or we can just break it in two zones, kind of however you want to do it. A lot of the houses we've seen lately have big bonus rooms up over the garage area. That bonus room is a great place to do a zone system, because you can just add to it. We were actually doing a job yesterday that the gentleman had a four-ton unit on a split-level house, just like we discussed, and it's been put in for years, and he never was satisfied. His master bedroom's upstairs, so he likes it cold when he sleeps. So the problem he's got is he had to get the downstairs down to 68 degrees to get his upstairs to 72 to sleep, and the house took so long to get there that he wasn't happy. Well, his solution, and I think it worked out great, we actually installed a mini split directly into his bedroom with a ceiling cassette. So it's a nice flush look. It's not something hanging on the wall. And I mean, before we got out of the man's house, he had it down to 70 degrees in just a few minutes. And that thing, it's outstanding. You don't hear them run. So that's kind of another way to zone. There's multiple ways to do it. And you can do it with mini splits in other rooms, or you can do it with one big central system with dampers that open and close and, you know, do different zones at different times.
All right. Very good. You guys are doing the ultraviolet light installs,
yes,
too. I know we've talked about it a lot,
yep,
but it's on a lot of people's minds,
right,
because of health concerns and things like that. I know there's so many other things going on in the world, but we still are in the age of coronavirus. So
right.
It could be a concern for some people.
It is. And we've done them for years. You know, before all this started, we used them because there's a lot of people with allergies, especially in Florida. There's a lot of allergies that we deal with. So we did them for allergy reasons. We did them for just people that wanted to be sure the house was clean. But yes, we just got in, matter of fact, another shipment of the lights that have been so hard to get. The Remy Halos are the ones we've done a lot of. We've got some other bipolarization products that are not the Remy Halo. They work a lot similar, that we do have access to those as well. And we've been putting in quite a few of those. So that's always a good option, not only for the coronavirus that we're in now. It does, you know, kill the coronavirus,
mm-hmm,
but you've also got a lot of other things that it contains and that it will make sure bacteria don't spread, and a lot of allergies that people deal with.
Very good. Could a mini split system cool a basement with three bedrooms efficiently?
Just saying mini split systems, I would say no, because when you think of a typical mini split, you just have one wall unit that blows air. But there are mini split systems that can be ducted, and you could actually put a vent in each one of those bedrooms with a mini split, and then it'd be a great solution. So the mini split term gets kind of lumped into a unit that hangs on the wall, but that's not everything we have. As a matter of fact, we just did a gentleman down in Navarre. He had three rooms. He had a shop, two bedrooms, and a workout room, and we did it with a mini split, and each room has its own mini split head and one outdoor unit, and each room he can control individual temperatures on, so that, you know, the gym can be turned down really cold and the temperatures in the bedroom can be up. So yes, it can be done, but it just needs to be done a certain way.
Absolutely. Very good. 850-437-1620. We're talking to Travis from Climatech of Professional Air. We have about 3 minutes left on the program, so we still have time to answer any of your questions. If you have any quick questions, to give us a call or give us a text. What, you guys said you were really busy. Mm-hmm. How soon can you get into somebody's home?
Oh, we're still going. I mean, if you're without air, we'll get there that day. As long as you give us, you know, an opportunity and call us that morning sometime by lunch or so. Because a lot of times right now our schedules for service are even full by noon, sometimes before.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We still do what we have to do.
It's getting hot out there.
Yeah, I mean, our technicians are working late. We're doing what we have to do to get to people. So we don't ever want to leave anybody stranded. We'll get there. If they call us, we'll get there. I would like, though, on our website, the climatechproair.com, that's that video I put on there. It was pretty neat. That was the fun part of my job, and that makes me sound like
out.
A total AC geek. But to find stuff like that, it's just what, I don't know. It's fun, because a lot of times we do the same thing over and over again. So it's neat to find something different.
ClimatechProAir.com, is that what you said?
Climatech,
oh my gosh, I'm
going to
go check it out. And yep, that's a great resource. Can you schedule appointments and stuff through the website?
You can schedule appointments. We've got financing available for all our systems. You can apply for financing there. You can do all sorts of stuff there. So it's a pretty good website. The guys that do it for us have done a great job, and it's pretty well laid out.
Yeah, it's very user-friendly, and you can get a ton of information on here. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm going to be looking at that video after.
Yeah,
after
the video quality, don't hit me up too hard for that. I was in an attic with my iPhone. So.
Hey, iPhones have pretty good quality nowadays.
They're getting a lot
We have to blame the videographer,
yeah,
not the technology that we got.
I'll take it.
We have about a minute and a half left on the program. Are there any other reminders that you wanted to tell our listeners for today?
No, really just our telephone number is 850-857-4700. You can call us even if you've got questions about stuff we're discussing here on air or other questions with your HVAC. We don't charge anything at all to talk to you. I don't charge anything to come out and look at your problem. So if anybody's got any questions, don't hesitate. I'll be glad to come out, look at what's going on, and give them my opinion on what it is. And there's no, you know, no money for that.
Yeah, and that's what I really like about Climatech, is you're not trying to, like, get money out of them. You're just trying to be a resource and give your honest, educated advice to all of your clients. So you're giving them the best service possible. And I know a lot of people appreciate you for that. And just coming on the show and educating our listeners and giving them DIY projects. Do it yourself. DIY projects. When you couldn't go into people's homes, and other things to look out for to make sure that your AC system is healthy and running as it should be. So We really appreciate you coming on the show. Travis, if you've missed any of this segment, it's going to be available on our News Radio 92.3 website. It's going to be available via Climatech and all of the places. So why don't you tell us again what your website is, your phone number, and who you are?
Sure. It's climatechproair.com. And the phone number is 850-857-4700. It's Climatech of Professional Air. We've been around since 1978 right here in Pensacola.
Very good. Family owned and operated. Yes, so you know you're doing business with people that you can trust. Well, thank you so much, Travis. It was such a pleasure having you in the studio today.
Thank you, ma'am.
Pinspiration coming up next.